Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 133, and we've got hiring news from Statesville Haunted Prison in Chicago. Statesville Haunted Prison, Chicago's number one haunted house, is now hiring. We're hiring over 150 paid positions, including actors, makeup artists, costumes, technician, hospitality crew, and more. This October, join Zombie Army Productions and get ready for the season. We're at Siegel's Cottonwood Farm, 17250 South Weber Street in Crest Hill, Illinois. Drive towards the back and park, walk through the fire gates near the back building, and head towards the door between the two haunted house facades. Friday, September 14th from 4 to 8 and Saturday, September 15th from 12 to 2 is when we're hiring. Bring applicable resume and or work samples, wear comfortable clothes, and those clothes you better be able to move in. And note, a resume is not required to audition. If you have questions, email Aaron with two A's at zap23.com for full info. And to submit an application for Statesville Haunted Prison, visit statesvillehauntedprison.com. We have this update from Son of Monsterpalooza coming to Burbank, California. Usher in the fall and the Halloween season with Son of Monsterpalooza. Monsterpalooza's offshoot fall event returning to the Marriott Burbank Convention Center September 14th through the 16th. And now they've announced that Dee Wallace and Danny Pintaro will be at Son of Monsterpalooza as special guests. Get your tickets in advance, your special rate hotel room, and RSVP to the official event page at monsterpalooza.com. He's one of our favorite guests. We have this news from the Hallowed Grounds Mill in Hildebrand, North Carolina. The Hallowed Grounds Mill crew is looking for a few more to join us. Have a passion for Halloween, horror, or just being part of a close haunt family? Send us a message with a little about yourself and any experience with haunted attractions or mazes. We're always looking for outgoing, passionate, creative, and dedicated individuals to help with one of the fastest-growing haunts in North Carolina. We offer a unique and original 8,500-square-foot indoor haunted attraction. We're also offering special events, activities, and attractions all year long, so there's always something to do or get together for throughout the year. Join one of the best haunt crews and families around. We're located in Hildebrand off exit 119 from I-40 at 510 U.S. Highway 70 East. Inquire through Facebook Messenger or email us. You can email them at hallowedgroundsmill@gmail.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/hallowedgrounds. We have an update to the New Jersey Horror Con in Atlantic City. We have a guest alert. We are so excited that Edward Furlong is coming to the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Edward is best known for his performance as John Connor in Terminator 2 Judgment Day and the horror film Pet Sematary 2. Other projects include Brain Scan, American History X, Night of the Demons, The Zombie King, Detroit Rock City, Little Odessa, Animal Factory, and more. Don't miss this great opportunity to meet Edward Furlong at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. For all the info, go to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com. Please share and spread the word. We have a little more convention news with a pair of announcements from Crypticon coming to Minneapolis, Minnesota. You apes want to live forever? Crypticon welcomes Casper Van Dien, Johnny Rico in the Starship Trooper films. Casper has also played Tarzan and was in Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow, to name a few of his films. Welcome, Casper. Also welcome, Dina Meyer to Crypticon, Minnesota. She's had many roles, including Starship Troopers, Dragonheart, the Saw films, and Barbara Gordon in Birds of Prey. Welcome, Dina. Crypticon's happening October 26th through the 28th. Our 13th year show returns to the Hilton Minneapolis St. Paul Airport Mall of America, 3800 American Boulevard East in Bloomington, Minnesota. Get more information on tickets, guests, and more at CrypticonMinneapolis.com or Facebook.com/CrypticonMN. Have a little hiring news from 12 Pole Manor Haunted Attraction in Wayne, West Virginia. Have you ever wanted to scare the crap out of someone in a haunted attraction? Do you love Halloween and haunted houses? Well, here's your chance to come join the scare team here at 12 Pole Manor. We're looking for people who are 16 years old and older. Also looking for enthusiastic people who can commit to working every Friday and Saturday night from the end of September until Halloween. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in doing, send us a message on our Facebook page. Come and join the army of restless souls here at 12 Pole Manor Haunted Attraction. Get more information at facebook.com/12polemanor. And that's the word 12. We have this news from the Lake Erie Fear Fest in Sandusky, Ohio. There's a new haunted house coming to Sandusky this fall, and warning you now, you will get wet. Text FEARFEST to 51660 and receive a special offer for this haunted house. Their opening night is September 28th, parking at Ghostly Manor Thrill Center. Sound intriguing? Get more information at facebook.com/LakeErieFearFest. We have a little sad news from the Haunted Trail of Holly in Holly, New York. To those of you out there that know us, you know that we live for Halloween. This year, the Haunted Trail in Holly will not go on. This is not due to us losing our passion for an event. On the contrary, we love doing what we do. It's the fight that must happen every year with a local official is just too much for us to handle anymore. Each year, a new set of rules to adhere to, surprise state inspections, and all that. Thank you for all for being a part of our little haunt in the middle of nowhere, and blessed be to everyone we have fed, sent to college, or helped through the unimaginable cruelty that is cancer. We cannot thank our guests enough for ranking us number one in Western New York, and number 10 in our state. I wish this post was not coming from our fingertips, but it is what it is. Love always, and happy haunting. Sincerely, The Haunted Trail in Holly. You can get more details at facebook.com/hauntedtrl. We have this news from the Midnight Terror Haunted House in Oaklawn, Illinois. Midnight Terror Haunted House is now hiring for the 2018 season. Midnight Terror is expanding not only our attractions, but also our crew. You enjoy scaring people, entertaining people, doing makeup, or having fun? If so, we have a spot open for you. All positions are paid. Open auditions are Saturday, September 8th and 15th at 1 p.m. We're located at 5520 West 111th Street in Oaklawn, Illinois. Please bring a form of ID and wear clothes you can move around in. No sandals. Get more information at facebook.com/midnightterrorhaunt. Have a little music news from Jimmy Psycho and Psycho Charger. Woo, it's true. Psycho Charger's been bringing the horror rock for two damn decades. To celebrate this blood-soaked momentous occasion, Jimmy's Psycho and Rockin' Coffin are currently looking through a staggering 50 or more tracks of music, demos, live tracks, remixes, movie soundtracks, tribute songs, even a handful of unfinished songs, some of which will find themselves on a brand new record, along with a few new tunes for the first PC release since Spawn of the Psycho. We're going to be busting ass to get this one out by Halloween, so stay tuned. Keep up with the latest at facebook.com/JimmyPsycho. Sounds great. We have a little news from the Demented Haunt in Margate, Florida. September 1st will be the grand opening to their new escape room, Escape Your Fears. That day we're working with the new movie, The Nun. They will be handing out prizes and movie passes to the movie premiere to anyone that can make it out in 30 minutes. It will be a haunted house merged with the escape room experience. Do you have what it takes? Book now. Get more info at facebook.com/dementedescaperoom. Sounds like fun. We have this news from the Ocean View Trail of Terror in Ocean Hill, New Jersey. Ocean View Fire Company presents the Trail of Terror Rampage. This free haunted walk in the woods behind the Ocean View Fire Hall will be held on October 18th, 19th, 20th, 25th, 26th, 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. each night. All proceeds will benefit the Ocean View Volunteer Fire Company. We are now seeking 2018 sponsors. The deadline for your logo to be printed on our shirts is September 15th. Digital-only sponsors accepted through October 15th. Get more information and sponsorship details at facebook.com/OVTrailOfTerror. Have a little more hiring news, this time from the Haji Haunted House in Pensacola, Florida. Are you ready to help us create the best haunt in town? We're calling for all volunteers that want to join us in making our event a terrifying experience. If you have any kind of experience in makeup, scare tactics, or just want to join the Boo Crew, then sign up for a shift. We'll be having a volunteer appreciation on September 6th at 6 p.m. at Ozone Pizza Pub, where you can learn a little bit more about the haunted house and other volunteer opportunities. If you want to sign up and reserve your spot to scare, we'll be in contact via email and let you know when the orientation is. Thank you all for your help and support, and we look forward to meeting all of you. Get that information and sign up at facebook.com/HajiHauntedHouse. That's H-A-D-J-I Haunted House. We have this news on the Death March Monster Ball coming to Des Moines, Iowa. Tickets are on sale now, and there are only 300 tickets available to Iowa's official Halloween kickoff on October 6th. The Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction proudly presents Death March, featuring special guest, The Enigma. All tickets include a hog roast dinner by Zombie Burger and Drink Lab, entertainment, and a ticket into the slaughterhouse. Costumes are welcome, but not required. Come party with the wildest monsters in Iowa. Get more information at facebook.com/TheSlaughterhouseDM. And finally, we have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Dirk Benedict to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 16th through the 18th at the Chicago Schomburg Marriott. Dirk Benedict is best known for his roles in television's The A-Team, as well as Battlestar Galactica. He's also appeared in such films as Mark of the Devil, Cruise into Terror, Ruckus, and many others. Dirk Benedict joins Clive Barker, Coolio, Tracy Lords, Tommy Flanagan, Tiny Lister, and many more guests to be announced as Days of the Dead closes out another year in the Windy City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview
here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if it's September, which is right around the corner, and we're all excited for that because you know what comes after that, but the month of September is also famous for one of our favorite shows. Big Scary Show's been going there ever since we've been around, the Scare Fest in Lexington, Kentucky, happening the 14th through the 16th of September at the Lexington Convention Center. Actually, they've got events happening on the 13th as well. Shame it's not on a Friday this year, but if we're talking about the Scare Fest, we always talk to our good friend of the show and one of the organizers, Mr. Nick Brown, who's in some very noisy place right now. So any technical or difficulties we have in hearing him, we apologize in advance. Nick, how you doing, man?
Drew, first off, I am really thrilled to be on the show tonight, and thank you very much. My apologies if it's a little bit loud. I'm actually at the Rover Irish Pub in Louisville, Kentucky right now, so here's a shout-out to the Rover for their good food.
Raise a pint for me while you're doing that. Let's go ahead and talk about the big thing about Scarefest. I guess the big news is that you have major events going on even before Scarefest starts, which would be Thursday, September 13th for anybody coming in early.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that Scarefest has tried to do over the last couple of years is expand what the event is doing and when, and make it much more of a destination for people, not just a weekend like most of the cons. And so what we've got going on Thursday, we have three big events. The biggest one, I think, is actually we're hosting the world premiere of a Kentucky-made horror film called Wretch. And that was written and directed by Brian Cunningham out of Louisville, Kentucky. And it features a number of Kentucky actors, and all the special effects were done through the Asylum Haunted Attraction in Louisville, Kentucky. So we have some excellent special effects going on, and this is a world premiere event, and it will be at the Kentucky Theater at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 13th, and tickets are available right now through the Kentucky Theater's website, kentuckytheater.com.
Sounds like fun. What are the other two events you've got going on?
Well, after you're done going to the premiere of Wretch, you can head on down to the Farrell House, which is on Manchester Street, not even a quarter of a mile from the convention center. We're going to be having our pre-launch party there. The pre-launch party is open to the public, and like Wretch, these events are held off-site, so there is a charge off-site for attending. But it's only $10 for the world premiere, and it's only $10 to get into the pre-launch party. And the pre-launch party should be a lot of fun. We've got some of the celebrity guests, can't name who because they didn't promise that they'd show up, but they'll be in town on Thursday and said they'd show up. So we're looking to have some of the celebrity guests there, as well as some live music, lots of good drink specials. And, you know, it's going to be a fun pre-launch event, and we're excited about that. And then we've got one more event that day, and that is going to be a ghost hunt with the Hollywood Ghost Hunters. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock on the same night, September 13th. We're still working out the venue specifically, but we should have that up on the website shortly. And tickets are going to be available for pre-sale on that also. And the Hollywood Ghost Hunters include R.A. Milhoff, who was Leatherface in one of the many Texas Chainsaw Massacre films, and also one of the most prolific Jason Voorhees actors ever, Kane Hodder. So if you want to do a ghost hunt with those guys, come on down.
And Kane and Ari have been on our show many, many times. They're great guys. And, you know, the fact that you're actually going on a ghost hunt with those guys should be amazing. And, you know, that's one of the things I really like about the Scarefest. You know, there are horror cons all over the country, all over the year. But you dedicate an entire section of your convention to the paranormal. You've got authors. You've got ghost hunters. You've got... I believe last year you had a guy selling hunting and investigative equipment, and you just have this huge paranormal section dedicated at the Scarefest.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. We've always prided ourselves on our paranormal stand at the show, and that's one of the reasons you'll find one of the most diverse crowds at a Scarefest event. You'll see 80-year-old grannies in getting their auras read or doing ghost hunting classes right next to your typical horror movie fans, and everybody gets along really well. And it's one of the most interesting mixes of people that you can see at an event like this.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, for all those fans of horror, like you mentioned, you know, you've got a who's who of great stars. Obviously, R.A. and Kane will be there. You've got Cassandra Peterson, for a.k.a. Elvira, although she will not be appearing as Elvira. You've got people like Tobin Bell, Jonathan Breck. You've got Victoria Price, who you had a couple of years ago. She was just a delightful lady, the daughter of Vincent Price. And somebody who just recently made the news, and I've not seen him at any convention. I'm really glad to know that you guys are going to have him, Mr. Joe Bob Briggs himself.
That's right, Joe Bob Briggs, who just broke records on Shudder streaming by actually shutting down their servers because so many people were streaming his episodes of Joe Bob's Drive-In on Shudder, and that was really exciting for us that happened, and we're thrilled that he's going to be a part of the show this year. He's actually going to be doing some specific photo ops as well as we're going to have a Joe Bob Drive-In panel, I believe, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's talk about the panels. A lot of people go to shows for Q&As, and they get to ask questions and all that. I know you're not you don't have your notes in front of you right now, but do you know who is doing Q&As besides Joe Bob Briggs?
Well, you know, we're doing a number of panels this year, and one of them, we've actually got writer-director Robert Hall is coming, and he did the film Exit to Hell with Kane Hodder and Tiffany Shepis. And both Kane and Tiffany are going to be at the show this year along with Robert. So we're actually screening Exit to Hell as a midnight movie, and they're going to come out and talk before the film on Friday night. So that should be a lot of fun. But we're also going to do a photo op with them and probably a reunion panel at the event with them. So we'll be doing a lot of stuff for Exit to Hell at this one in advance of Exit to Hell 2, which is starting production later this year.
Sounds like that's going to be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We're also, in addition to Tiffany Shepis, we've got Felissa Rose from Sleepaway Camp and Brink Stevens, one of my personal favorite scream queens from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Brink, Felissa, and Tiffany are going to be participating in a scream queen panel. So we're looking forward to that. And we're also going to be having a new event. We're doing trivia on Saturday night, and it's going to be a trivia contest similar to like a Family Feud type situation, but it's going to be Scream Queens versus horror fans. And we're planning to ask questions specifically geared towards the movies that these Scream Queens have been in, because we all know that while they love their films, they may not know that much trivia about them. So we're going to challenge the Scream Queens against the fans to see who knows more about their own movies.
Oh, wow, that's going to be fun. My money's on the fans at the moment because you just never know. And some of those Scream Queens have been in so many movies. How can they remember you know, everything?
I would agree, but you know we're going to be doing kind of a random process, I believe, for selecting who gets to compete against the Scream Queens. So I think it's going to be an even playing field. We're going to try and not have it too loaded with the experts. So maybe we'll get a couple of the grannies who are in for the paranormal portion to get up there too.
There you go. I'd pay to see that. As far as, I believe, Saturday Night Entertainment, usually you have a big party. You've got music that's playing out there. Do you have any musical guests that are coming in? I know in the past you've had people like Doyle from the Misfits and other folks like that.
Yeah, well, we've got, as far as bands go, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what bands are going to be playing, but we do have some of the members of the Misfits coming as guests. And so we should be, that should be pretty entertaining. And as far as parties go, Friday night is our VIP party, and that is for Gold Platinum members, and a lot of the celebrities will be there. Now, I'm telling you about this now because we still have a few Gold and Platinum ticket packages available for the event. They're pretty reasonably priced, and if you do the VIP package, you do get 1 hour early admission all 3 days as well. So that's pretty exciting. Also on Saturday night, we have the costume party, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We usually have Wicked Beard, that's Jeff Cochran. He's a professional cosplayer who has a Jason outfit for every Jason Voorhees, and he's going to be in, and he'll be judging our costume contest, which will be part of the costume ball. So we're hoping everybody comes out. That'll be a lot of fun.
And you do encourage people to dress up as their favorite characters or just come in costume to the regular show as well, correct?
Absolutely. We love to see fans show up in costume. We do have a bit of a prohibition on actual weapons being brought to the event, but if you can make a fake sword or a fake chainsaw, come on down and get your freak on at the Scarefest, because we're really looking forward to seeing what kind of creative costumes folks bring this year. Every year we're amazed.
And it looks like it's going to be just another fantastic show all around again. And, you know, the Big Scary Show is always proud to come out there and talk to everybody. Where can people get tickets? Where can people get more information if they want to upgrade to a VIP package, get more information on the seminars and the Q&As? The photo ops that you have with some of the celebrities are going to be top-notch. All things Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, starting September 13th, although the main show will be the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
That's right. The main show's the 14th, 15th, and 16th, but come on down early. These events are going to be a real blast, especially the world premiere Wretch. As far as where you can get more information and pick up tickets, you can pick up tickets, get all the information you need at www.thescarefest.com. That's www.thescarefest.com. Or follow us on Facebook at our Facebook page, The Scarefest. And that's, we also have Twitter at The Scarefest. And just follow us on social media. We're always giving away stuff. Check out Scarefest Radio, too, at scarefestradio.com.
I have not yet checked out Scarefest Radio. I know what I'll be doing at work tomorrow and tuning in and checking that out. So anyway, to recap, go to thescarefest.com. Check out all the guests who are coming in. Get your tickets there. There are nearby hotels everywhere. You're in the Lexington Convention Center right there on Vine Street, downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Lots of great restaurants nearby, lots of great hotels, a lot of history down there. If you like horse racing, check out all the cool stuff when you get into town. Nick Brown, I want to thank you for taking time out of your pub hopping or whatever it is, raising a pint there at the Irish pub, to come and speak to us here at the Big Scary News.
Drew, thank you very much for having me on the show. I hope you appreciate all the ambient noise that I have brought along with me tonight. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your folks at the show this year, and I can't wait.
Excellent. Well, once again, Nick Brown from the Scarefest, thank you for taking the time to speak to us here on The Big Scary News. My name is Drew Badger. Remember, thescarefest.com. This is The Big Scary News, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.